Oh my god.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Sundays at Sarah's. It's Miriam.
It's Sarah.
It's Marissa.
And what are we talking about today?
Well, I'm just so excited because you're back.
I'm back from Europe. I was there for 3 weeks. 21 days.
And she had the time of her life.
It was a good time. Yeah, it was a good time.
You even have an after vacation glow.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I got a tan. So
Miriam looks
everything is
stunning. Head to toe, baby.
So, what are we doing today?
Well, I think we just want to know all about your trip.
Okay.
So, because I was following your chronicle on on Instagram, your journey and stuff, and like the very first thing I saw was like you went to Germany, you're visiting your friend Antoinette. Is she cool with us?
Yeah.
Okay. Like our 20 listeners. Yeah. You're doing a little ColourPop.
Oh my god, that was so funny.
Did you see that?
Yeah, what was that about?
It's because, okay, so my friend Antoinette is a
beauty influencer.
Yeah, beauty influencer.
What's her at so we can like...
It's S Antoinette, E-S Antoinette. Like, it's Antoinette, but
yeah.
In Spanish.
That's nice, I like...
And so, like, she... I think we had just... Like, we... I don't know if this is probably the second day, I think. So we went to the post office to get her packages, and one of them was from ColourPop, and so I decided to do like a beauty influencer
PR thing. Package yeah. opening.
Yeah, I was like, I have always wanted to do this.
They all look the
and
same.
And then she was like, oh yeah. It didn't in the inside, but I was like supposed to upload it to hers, but I accidentally like I did it on my phone, so I uploaded it to mine. And I was like, oh, I didn't even like tag anything or anyone. But it's fine.
Yeah.
But it was fun. Yeah, it was fun. So I have pictures here as well.
That none of y'all can see.
I know that none of y'all can see, but you can go to my Instagram if you want to look at them. Okay. So first I flew to Dallas. Oh my god, okay, so let me tell you about
how
that.
Was the Dallas airport?
It was
crazy.
Yeah, fuck the Dallas. Okay, I hate Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
The airport or the plane?
The airport
is ridiculous. It's like.
It's huge. Like,
it's like half. You have to like take a little train to get to the other half.
Oh yeah,
it's not a train, but like a little.
Like the skyline.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really nervous because I was like, I've never been to Dallas.
And you've never, have you flown by yourself before?
No, I've never flown by myself before either. And so I was like, I don't know, like, I only have so much time. When we landed, I only had 20 minutes to get to my connecting flight.
That sounds about right.
And we were like in Terminal A and I needed to be.
The opposite?
Terminal D. And so I had to. I was like trying to read about the skyline, and I was like, there's like a map, and I was like looking at it, and I was like, I don't get it. And so I thought I was going the right way to get to the skyline, and I was actually going the wrong way. Like, I should have just looked at the signs and followed the signs instead of looked at the map, because I think that made it more confusing. So I ended up walking the whole way to the terminal, and I was, like, power walking. And by the time I got to the terminal, like, I was, like, sweating, and I was, like, everybody was, like, looking at me. It was, they had already started boarding, like, the first class. Like, so I had just made it, but, like, I was, like... out of breath, and people were like looking at me, and I'm like, just don't mind me.
That's but, so funny.
I made it there. The flight there was nice. I watched
from Dallas to
to Germany.
It's like 14 hours or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was like 10. Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh,
I watched Big Fish.
I love that movie.
Yeah, I had never seen it. It's a
like a movie about this guy. How do I even explain this? I just, like, know all the circus stuff and, like, the twins and then it's just, like, a weird movie.
Yeah, but it's cool.
I have it. We can watch it at our movie night.
That one, and then Midsummer Director's Cut.
And then I feel like I watched something else. Oh, I watched Mirai, which is, like, an anime movie.
Okay.
And then, I'm not sure. I couldn't, like, I tried to sleep, but I don't think I really, like, slept. But I don't really remember. So then when we
was your plane packed? Or was it kind of like...
No, it was like pretty packed. But okay. It wasn't like...
Was it the really big one?
Yeah, it was like the big ones. Ugh. And I was like all the way in the back. But that's fine.
Yeah.
Because like the bathroom was like right there.
Yeah, okay. That's nice. Yeah.
Okay, so like when I got there, it was in the morning. And then we just kind of like walked around Frankfurt. And went to go get like a... SIM card and stuff, and then right after that we went to Wine Fest. So these are like the pastries from Frankfurt, and that's like a little pastry that I ate.
Oh,
and it was really good.
That looks like.
And then there's some.
Everyone's hearing us just go ooh
ah.
street art, I guess. Oh, and then we went to Wine Fest. So this is like at Wine Fest.
Cute.
And it was really cute. It was like a carnival type thing. But yeah. In the middle, there was like a big area just for like eating and drinking. And like everybody was drinking wine. So it was Wine Fest. And it was really cool.
It's a nice name for a Ferris wheel, Jupiter.
I know. Yeah, that's cute.
I look tired.
This is no, you don't. You look cute.
I don't like the way it looks. That's fine.
Hey, your friend's really pretty. I like.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
Cute.
This really big
barrel,
yeah. Oh, and then like if you like won games and stuff,
they give you plants.
Yeah, they will give you plants.
Oh my gosh,
that's like a...
She'll be like,
I'll be doing my best.
Oh,
Peppa Pig.
Okay,
this is like
the Jupiter thing, and that was like the view from
that. That is so cool.
It was so beautiful. This is in Durkheim. Durkheim.
Just kidding, I just made that up. I don't know how you say it.
I think it's.
That's so pretty.
It was really, really beautiful.
It's so lush and green.
And yeah. That was crazy. I didn't go on that. So much fun. This was like a knockoff.
Soberwelt.
Oh my god, the wizard.
Like, who's that? I don't know. Okay.
The Mikima.
Do you like the little Japanese?
Sarah?
Yeah, that's it's what like Sarah Dominic talks. Said.
It reminds me of this bag of erasers I got at this Chinese store. Where, like, the bag itself was like Barbie, but all the erasers inside were Pokemon. It was great.
This is just like outside the Wine Fest, some like abandoned building, which was really nice.
Orange.
Oh, and then of course, like I guess that's kind of like the wine country, so there were like a lot of vineyards nearby. Mm-hmm. It was really, really nice that day. Actually, I guess because I was like on the plane and stuff, when I got off, I was like sweating a lot because I guess I wasn't used to like the humidity.
Yeah,
but it looks really nice, but I was sweating.
Yeah.
Really pretty.
This looks like Midsommar.
It looks like a painting of what's the little girl that's, who was it?
Oh,
Monet.
I'm one of them. Which...
Yeah. Impressionistic. I can see why it's impressionistic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those are like in the back, you can kind of see like the vines where the vineyards were. And then that's like where the Wine Fest was. So we just like walked a little bit farther.
The shoe.
English ivy. That's what that is.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I killed some over there.
There's like the entrance to the vineyard. And then there's like this
scary.
I know. I really love.
Like they just like carved it in. So.
What is that?
They're like
called?
Buck shaping like this rock. Let's just etch it in there.
This was like around that area. Still really
that's
cool.
Scary.
I think it's cool. Very pretty and green. Lots of cute houses. They look like little Monopoly houses. That's Michi.
That's It's a cat.
Yeah, it's a cat. Sorry, everyone. That's like a picture from their apartment. Oh, and then we went to this these ruins. Like, that's like driving by, but we ended up going there.
Oh, cool. Was it a castle or what?
It's like a little fortress, I think. Yeah.
That's so fun.
It was really cool.
And then that's the thing that's so crazy is, like, when we were in Germany last year and, like, Nuremberg and Regensburg and all that, like, seeing how everything's, like, cobblestone, everything is, like, the old buildings, everything is, like, you go visit a town and there's, like, literally a castle in every town at the highest point, yeah. And you're putting yourself, like, in the place of what that must have been like back in the day. That's kind of creepy because, like, so much disease, so much death, like battles.
But that one is kind of, I think, the Rapunzel castle. The one that like is based off that. So this is like when we're so the first day we just like went to the wine fest and then like kind of chilled. And then the second day we went on a hike because I really wanted to go like on a nature-y hike or something. So this is on it.
That looks like Spirited Away.
How cool.
Right? you got into the like the inclines in Europe.
They're like, intense.
Yeah.
They're and hardcore.
So like we're going towards the like the castle or the fortress or whatever, and we think we're going the right way. And then we get to like the top and it's like way on the other side and we're like, no, we're going the wrong way the whole time.
No.
And we're like dying. But it's okay, we made it anyways. There was like water, really cute. That was really cute.
Nature, it
was
actually, doing like, its kinda, thing.
Darker than it showed up in the picture. Like it was like. That's the fortress.
That's nice. Scary. Everything really scares me.
Why? It's so cool.
It's cool. It's beautiful, but it's scary.
And it was cool because at the front they had like a little riddle and we were trying to like Google translate it.
Like password, like you have to know the answer to get
it. I don't know. I think it was just kind of like a weird like riddle thing. Oh, and then we went to like another like trail, and then there was like a really big bridge and there was like water and fish.
Was this on base? I was about to say, I know for a fact they don't sell those El Paso taco things for.
Yeah, no, that was on base. That's Cena. That's her dog.
Cute.
That's Michi and Zena. She's in my suitcase. So our first flight was to Paris, and it was supposed to be at 7 in the morning, and a bomb holder is an hour and 30 minutes away from
the airport,
from Frankfurt, so we had to wake up at 3 and leave at 3:30 to be there like at 5 to like board our plane at 7. So we're like, okay, we gotta like wake up early. So then we do, and we go, and on our way to the airport our Airbnb for Rome canceled. So Antoinette is like trying to like book another place and like on the way, and then we get to the airport and our flight got canceled. So they backlogged us till 10 a.m. And so we're like, we just lost like a couple hours that we were gonna be in Paris, and we weren't, and I was like, okay, it's fine, like whatever.
Because you were only going to be in Paris for a day or two?
Yeah, we were only one day, like.
Okay, so literally, like, fly there that day and fly out?
Yeah, that was, like, the plan. And so, it was just, like, a mess. Like, when we when we got to Paris, like, we had to take, the underground train. And we ended up taking it, like, the wrong way. We had to get off, get back on. Take it back. And like the whole time she's like texting the Airbnb person like, hey, this is going on, and like nothing, no response at all. And then so finally we're like in front of the area we're supposed to be, but we can't find the address, and we're like, hey, like we're here, like where's the address, or like can you let us in, and like nothing, like no response at all. And we're like, what do we do? Like, you know, we only have so much time. And by this time, it was already, like, 4. And so we're like, we don't have that much time. Soon. Yeah, and so we ended up going to, like, a hotel where they have, like, the nanny things, like, where you can drop off your luggage for, like, the day or something. Oh, a couple okay. hours. I guess, like, a lot of places in Europe have, like, a little place where you can just leave your luggage. Yeah.
Like, coat check, but luggage
yeah.
check.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
So it's like called like a nanny check or something like that. And then so we went, that's when we went to, we just took an Uber, I think, yeah, to the Louvre. This is all like random pictures that are really bad.
Michael was like, she saw the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, I did.
I was like, yeah, I mean, you saw the picture.
These are from the Wine Fest. Yeah, I saw them all.
Yeah. It's not even the real one, did you know?
Oh, really?
It's not the real one, because people have tried and stealing it.
The Jupiter thing. Cute.
Plus all that flash that's always going on, it's going to damage it.
And someone poured acid on it one time, no?
Did they?
Yeah,
there
yeah.
you go.
These are still the Germany.
Ooh. Mm. Did you eat a lot of like donor and kebab?
I had like one donor.
Did
donor.
You like it?
Yeah.
It was kind of basic, no?
Yeah, it was kind of basic.
Kind of boring, no?
What's yeah, it was like.
I ate donor the whole week that I was there.
What's donor?
It's like. It's essentially like a type of tortilla, pita in between bread and meat and different like. Toppings and stuff, but I mean they usually use like the same, but it's just like the meat's not that good to me, and like the flavors weren't there for me.
It was good, but it wasn't right. like amazing. Like I don't
but
know.
There's like, I guess it just depends on where you go to, because yeah. it's more like street food or like stuff you can get like really quick, like
when we were in Mannheim, which is also kind of like a bigger city, there was like a lot of little donor places.
Yeah,
I feel like those would have been good. But we had it at, like, the Wine Fest, so I'm sure.
I had it in Amsterdam, I had it in Berlin, I had it everywhere. Like, that's, like, all we ate, because it's, like, the cheapest thing to buy besides French fries.
Mm-hmm.
And I was never impressed, not one time. I was like, where's the avocado? Where are the salsas?
Yeah, like, I think it's because, like, I'm expecting so much flavor. Like,
yeah.
But, oh, my God, it's potatoes and mushrooms.
That's, like, the top.
Wow, look at those columns. Ionic, maybe? Just kidding.
honestly, like, when I went to Paris, like, I wasn't really, like, impressed by, like, the... Maybe because I didn't spend that much time there.
Yeah.
But I wasn't really, like, impressed by the city until I, like, crossed there, like, crossed those doors. And then I saw, like, the Louvre. That was, like, a really nice architecture and just, like, a really, like...
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, my God, like, it's so big, like... moment, like this part,
that's amazing.
It was just like so, like it just like went on,
and the people did this by like hand.
Yeah,
isn't there a really massive painting of this in the El Paso Museum of Art?
Is there?
I don't know.
Or is that
I know there is a really massive painting of it, but I don't know where it is. Just really cool, the entrance to the Louvre.
Wow,
this is inside the Louvre.
Oh my gosh,
that's. Ugh.
The whole time you were sending pictures, I was like, this is Max Grossman's wet dream.
I know.
Ew. Ew.
It's like everything in the textbook.
It is like
everything. Everything in the textbook.
Beautiful.
Really, really pretty.
She's beauty and she's grace. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Damn, that was a... massive ass column.
And then even then, like, they did all that by hand.
I know.
Had to do it to them.
That's, I always think. Oh,
Beyonce.
They have a knockoff of that in Vegas. In the Caesar's Palace.
Really? It was really, really cool. I, like, okay, so they don't, like, you know, they don't have air conditioning.
Yeah.
So it was, like, really hot in there.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't have air conditioning.
No, nowhere has, like, air conditioning.
Even in the museums?
No. I feel like the only place that had air conditioning besides, and not even my sister's house on base, they have, like, their fans, and she bought electrical fans. But, like, maybe the McDonald's that we went to, like, on the countryside in a random spot in Germany on the way to Amsterdam, maybe. That's, like, the only place I remember having.
But that's really strange. How do they keep their paintings?
Because... I don't know. I'm pretty sure they have special rooms and storage facilities for it and things to help combat, but, like... I don't know.
They did have, like, vents at the, like, on the floors, but it was still, like, really hot. Like, I don't know. But, like, yeah, it was, like, so sweating. Because there's, like,
and you never get any release from it. Because, like, here, if you're, like, outside walking to your car and it's hot and you're hot... your car's hot for a minute, it's like your AC is gonna start working, or like you're gonna end up home or at a store that has AC, and you walk in, you kind of like can take a breather. And there, it's not like it's like 110 degrees like it can be here, but it's like 98 and then it's humid and there's no AC, and so you're just like hot all the time.
Yeah,
that's why, like, one of the days in Berlin, I didn't go out at night because we had been outside all day driving around in the sun, and I was like, I feel sick, like I feel dehydrated and ill, and like I just wanted to go back to Sandra's apartment and just cool off, but you can't. Like, I was like sitting on the floor, like, and moving around to get like different cold spots on the ground to cool down, because it's it's a lot. It's
I think I mentioned it. They had AC, but like, and there was a couple other places that did have AC, but like mostly no. The museums mostly no. These are like these pocket watches. This is a really bad pick, God. But they were really
beautiful
pretty.
Works of art. So intricate and itty bitty.
Really cool rooms.
Wow. Why is he standing like that?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should show you the Jim Dine I saw.
I'm pretty sure that is the real Mona Lisa. It's just like now you can't. Like, it's super protected. Yeah.
So, like before...
Did you pass by the catacombs?
Jim Dine in the flesh. Kidding, that's just some random lady that got in my way.
So like,
he's so happy.
Before, like, yeah, she was kind of like out in the open, and you could just like kind of like go and
take
But they put her in like her own separate room, and that. The line to get to her was, like,
that's what I hear. Yeah.
Like, it was insane. And, like, I didn't even know that's what we're... Like, I thought we were just going to a different part of the museum. Because there is, like, a part where, like, you... when you enter, you go downstairs. And then to go back to the museum, or to start, you go upstairs. But there's two different, like, ways you can go upstairs. So we had already done one way. And then we're going to go to the other side. And that's just what I thought we were doing, but we ended up being in that line, and I was like, what line? Like, why are we in this line, like, for, like, an hour just to, like, circling around, like, going up the stairs, going, like, you know, it just felt like a maze just to see this for, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't know, it wasn't worth it to me. But, like, you can see, like, the paintings in the back and stuff, and Antoinette was, like, kind of, like... upset, because she's like, I feel like that's more interesting, and like the stuff that was here before was more interesting, and now you can't see it because we're all stuck in this little line, and like you can't enjoy the other art that was here. But whatever, there she is.
Wow,
the damn height.
This is like another concert. Okay, now we're in Amsterdam. Okay, so let me tell y'all.
So then from Paris, you were there, you didn't even stay overnight once.
Well, that's cool. I know I sent it to myself. Okay, so after that, we were like, okay, I was pretty tired since like we had flown that morning. So then we went to go eat some food, and then we got like boba tea afterwards.
Was it good?
It was good. It was alright. Yeah, it was good. And then she was like, "Do you want to go see the Eiffel Tower?" And I was like, "No, I'm like tired." Yeah. I was like really burnt out. I was like, "Okay, no, I'm
not."
Yeah, and like we were already pretty upset because like we spent all this time, like, you know, going back and forth on the trains, being really hot, and then finally seeing the Louvre, and we're, like, on our feet, being in that line for a long time. And I was like, no, I just want to, like, lay down or, like, whatever.
Yeah.
So then we go, like, the Airbnb person hadn't even, like, answered us back. So they didn't answer back till, like, 3 hours later, like, six or something, and they're like, hey, I'm outside, where are you? And we're like, what the fuck? Like, we sent that message, like, at three, like, and you're barely answering back. And we told them, we're like, hey, we went to go do stuff because you weren't there. And, like, we're like, if worse comes to worse, we'll just, like, sleep in the airport and, like, wait till our next flight. But I was like, no, let's just go and sleep because we'll need it.
Yeah.
So then we went, and it was kind of sketchy. Like,
at the Airbnb?
Yeah. And it wasn't, like, one that it's, like, your apartment, like, you know, the whole thing. It was, like, just the room. Yeah. So it was, like, super scary. And, like, we're like, oh, I feel like we have to be quiet. And then we had to leave again, like, at 3 or 4 in the morning. So, like, when we were, like, sneaking out, like, we, like, were going. But then it was, like, gated. But those gates that only open for cars. So we're like, how do we get out? We didn't know how to get out, and like, we had called the Uber, and we're like, they were there, and we're like, what do we do? And we're like, okay, we're just gonna have to jump the fence. So we jumped the fence. It was so funny. Like, yeah, we had to do that. I told my friend, and she was like, why didn't you just wake up the guy? And I was like, I don't know, it didn't seem right.
He owed y'all.
So oh, yeah, when we were at the Louvre, this guy, like, to get... Okay, so, if you're a... Like, if you are European, or if you're, like, somebody studying in Europe, like a student, and you're under 25 or 26, you can get in for free.
Oh, wow.
So, Antoinette was, like, trying... asking the guy, can I get in for free, like, although I'm here with the military, but I live here in Europe. So do I still get in for free? And he was like, yeah, 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 like, it'll be fine. So I only had to buy my ticket, and it was like, we're like, okay. But then when we went to the line, like, this guy was, like, giving her a hard time. He was like, no, 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 like, and, like, speaking French and, like yelling at her. And she was like, I talked to the guy. And then some other lady came over, and she was like what's going on, and she's like also like yelling, she's like trying to explain, but none of them are letting her explain, like, what's the point. And like, she was like, if I, like, they were arguing back and forth, and she's like, if I need to go back and buy a ticket, like, I'll just go. Like, she's like, do I need to go back and buy a ticket or not, like, just tell me, because they're just like yelling at her. And then the lady was like, I'll let you in this time. But, like, you'll see if they let you in at the other, like, at the next place. And she was like, I, like, what do you mean? Like, I could have bought a ticket. So, like, when we went back down, we did buy a ticket. And we're like, we don't want to argue. We don't want to, like, I don't know. That was annoying. So that was, like, annoying. Okay. So then finally, like, we woke up early. And then we went to Amsterdam. And we dropped off our bags so we could just, like, go to stores.
Nice.
Oh, this is the Bulldog. You could buy weed there.
Oh, yeah. I got Michael a lighter from them.
I want a hoodie. They have hoodies. Not long.
Is this in Amsterdam?
Yeah, this is
okay, Amsterdam. Okay, okay. I was like, they had this in Paris?
No, this is in Amsterdam.
Oh.
So, yes. Amsterdam was really cool. I had a really good time. I want to live there. We went to the
Van Gogh Museum.
Mm-hmm. And then we went to the Rijks Museum. They had a lot of really cool stuff.
Oh my god, the jewelry.
Yeah,
super. Imagine cool. Wearing that, like, on a daily basis.
Super cool. Luxury. Shit. These were cool because they were actually, like, lit from behind. So it was, like, pretty bright, like, but nice. Like, I really liked them.
Painting. That's that. Scary.
I love it. It's so cute. I love.
That's even scarier.
No, it's cute. The details. This was just like some random room that was empty, but I really liked it. This dog.
It's in the wallpaper?
Yeah, it's a carpet.
Oh, it's carpet?
Yeah. This is, like, outside the museum. Really pretty. Really nice day.
Yeah. Why did you say it like that?
I can't remember if it was hot or not. But I think I was wearing my jacket, so I think it was fine. Pretty nice. Very beautiful. That's the museum.
That's the Van Gogh Museum?
No, that's the Rice Museum.
Oh.
Which is, like, across the Van Gogh Museum. These are just, like, the streets. So, when we were in Amsterdam, we went to End Other Stories. And, I was wearing that backpack you let me borrow. And, like, it had, like, my camera and stuff. So, it was kind of, like, bulky. But, like, they had, like, I was looking at, like, shoes. And then I, like, turned around. And I, like, knocked over a cactus, like, on the floor. No. And it, like,
snapped in half.
It didn't snap in half, but it fell all over the carpet. And it was, like, white carpet. And then the soil was, like, everywhere. And, like, the little girl was just, like... She was so mad. She was just like, just leave it. And I was like, I can never come back to this store ever again. This is just some art store that was cute. Miffy King. This was like where the Anne Frank house was.
Did you go inside?
No, because you have to buy the tickets like weeks in advance.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. We went on the little canal tour.
That's so cool.
Really cool. So, I don't know if you, like, if they told you.
The leaning?
That, but, like, also, like, the black houses are all ones that were marked during the Black Plague. But they couldn't take, like, the paint off. So, they just painted them all black. So, all the black ones are ones that were marked during that time.
Marked with what?
Like, with black paint. Like, since
but those people they were, wouldn't know.
Like, during the time, like, they didn't have the technology to paint it off, so they just ended up painting it all black.
Huh. How cool. So, someone went to play with
it. Did you go to the red light district?
No, she really wanted to, but I didn't care to go. I don't know, I just
Did
didn't
you
care.
Go?
Yeah, but, like, it was accidental at first, because we were looking for the Anne Frank house. And then, like, we were crossing
close?
The street. It's really close, yeah. We were crossing the street, and then my sister goes, Marisa, watch out, watch out! And I got really scared because I thought it was going to be, like, some guy trying to snatch my bag. And I look over, and it's, like, one of the ladies with, like, a little strip across her boob and on her crotch. Like, kind of, like, opening the door, like, to come out and, like, get people in. And then the people that we were staying with, they were really, really nice. But they lived, like, by the North Sea, like, really close over there. So we had to take the train from the North Sea into... Amsterdam, the city, but he knew like the back of his hand because they're there all the time and stuff. And he was like, "Do you want to see some big, beautiful women?" And then he took us like on a tour, but it was like at night, like after all the Pride parade, like that that had passed. So it was kind of sketchy because it was like really gross, ugly-looking men like just standing out the windows and the ladies in the window. And of course, all the women are like. Beautiful. And the guy, he was telling me like how a lot of like tourists especially like they want to get with like Holland women and like
but
none of the women that work there, they're like a lot of them are like from Romania or like they're like immigrants and stuff and they're just from like all over, so they're not like real Holland women.
But what's
and,
the
like,
deal with Holland women?
I think it's just like the appeal
like
of like in Europe
in...
and you're in Amsterdam and you're in Holland and it's like you want to hook up with a Holland lady and all these things. But it was like all the women were like so beautiful and all the guys, it was just like you're crusty old ugly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still cool to walk around. Kind of scary some areas though.
She kept wanting to go, but I was like, I don't care. Like, I was like, nah, we can skip it. I didn't really care to go. These are the dancing houses.
Mm-hmm.
So those
dancing
are, like,
houses?
The famous dancing houses.
What is that?
Because they're all, like...
Swaying.
They sway?
Yeah, it's because the... It's, like, built on... The city is built on concrete on the water. But when the concrete is exposed to air, it, like, expands. So then it's, like...
That's
we
safe.
Saw a car trying to park.
Ooh.
Like, you know how, like,
Did
cars park right there? That bitch almost rolled into the goddamn water.
I've seen a video where, like,
yeah.
it did. It
it's so scary
because yeah.
they park, so, like, this is like the parking spot and this is the water, and they'll park like right on that line, and it's like, oh my god, I could literally just go like this and your car would roll over.
Yeah,
but it's because it's just so tight, like there's no parking.
There was like a couple like sitting to like this side of us, and they're like old, and they're like making out the whole tour, and then
that's kind of sweet.
Like the guy had a boner, and I was like, no, see, not
wait, what?
Yeah, wait. She said like later, because she was sitting next, like it was like if this is the boat, I'm sitting like over here, Antoinette is sitting like right here,
Miriam's on the right, and then it's on the left, and there's people up to,
so, oh yeah, I know, can see. I know, well she's just sitting near them,
uh-huh.
And, like, they're, like, making out, and they're, like, holding, like, their tongues in each other's mouths.
Ew.
And I'm, like, that's disgusting. And I'm, like, I'm trying to take, like, a video of, like, of Amsterdam, and, like, yeah, they're just being, like, disgusting. And the guy had a boner, which is really gross.
Yeah.
They were old.
In public.
Old. Yeah, in public. In front of my salad. A swan.
In front of a swan.
They like go up to my salad. Because they're like dogs. They want like food.
Desensitized.
Swans are scary.
That's in Frank House.
It's a nice door.
Smithy.
Cute.
Oh, look at the shop cat.
How nice.
So cute. Those are just some.
I love those.
I know. I've seen them online. There he is. Unbothered. That's the Miffy store.
Cute.
Official?
Yeah.
Wow. What is Miffy?
He's just a bunny. Character. Yeah, he's just a bunny.
Hmm.
I really like Miffy, so I was, like, really excited. We just, like, sat and I did some studies, which I didn't bring my notebook. Sorry.
Speaking of studies, Inktober.
I, like, started, and then I've, like, haven't really picked it up. Like, I want to pick it up again, but I don't really, like, kind of, like, lazy right now.
Yeah, I feel that.
I have a show to prepare for. I don't have time for Inktober.
Yeah.
So, Amsterdam was, like, pretty smooth until we had to go to London. Like, the airline that we took, like, normally in an airline you can take, like, a carry-on and then a personal item.
Uh-huh.
This one was, like, you just can only take one bag.
So you
had
to check in another one?
We were trying to do that. And then we were, like, the last ones to get on the plane. And we ended up having to check in a bag. And it was, like, 60 bucks. Or 60 euro.
Oh, my. That's, like...
65-something.
Something like that.
So that was really annoying. So when I got to London, I was, like, poor. And I was, like, I'm poor. Please help me. But it was fine. I made it through. But I was mad. We were, like, kind of pissed off. There was, like, so many times where we were, like, pissed off.
Yeah.
We're, like... It was mostly, like, the airports. The airports. Yeah. Like, everywhere, people were nice. But in the airports, people were, like, mean.
I'm sure because of how many people go there. And,
yeah,
like, they're
sure,
dealing like, with tourists and people who, like, feel like...
They're entitled and stuff.
Yeah. I can see why. I'd probably be mean at an airport.
And then you also wake up, like, really early, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at Target, so I can only imagine.
So this is, like, this is now,
A llama suit!
Oh, yeah.
That's that artist that recreated everything that was destroyed, no?
I don't know.
Yeah. There's this artist. He, like, recreates everything that was...
Monster?
Stolen or destroyed from a museum that ISIS tore down.
Oh.
Okay. I remember when it was happening, Grossman
was super like
was like livid about it.
This is the National Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
That's outside. This is the Moomin Shop. I was really excited. That's what I came for. I'm not joking.
This is
Chinatown.
Joking, bitch.
It was super cool. We went to Chinatown every single day.
Is this still in Amsterdam?
No, this is London.
Okay.
That's why it's like, that's the National Gallery.
How long were you in London?
We were there for like 4 days.
Wow.
This is Chinatown. Chinatown was so hip, you guys. I love Chinatown. They have the best bubble tea ever. I was so... chef's kiss.
What makes it good?
I don't know. Well, I had the crown, like, tea. Well, I had, like, the cream cheese tea. The cheese tea. Where they put, like, the cheese at the... cream, the cheese at the top. But it's mostly just, like, a cream cheese. But no, dude. It goes off. I thought the same thing, too. But it goes off. It's not really, like, cream cheese. It's, like, more just, like, cream.
Okay.
This is at the National Gallery.
Wow, I think I would just cry if I.
This is a nice painting. Mm-hmm. This is outside the gallery. Really cool. This is when we went to the Tate.
The Tate.
This is the Turbine Hall. Did you see my post? I was like, "Where are the horses?" Mm-hmm. And then. I was so mad because, like, 2 days later, then Kara Walker had, like, this she had, like, two huge pieces.
The fountain.
Yes.
Oh, my
God. And I was like, I could have seen it in person. I was so sad. It was, like, literally, like, 2 days later.
Wow.
Yes. Our queen.
Did you get goosebumps when you saw it?
Yeah. Well, I was just like,
Are you okay, Marisa?
My eyes are just, like, super irritated right now. It's probably just the light.
You can turn it off.
Y'all mind?
I don't mind.
Grab it with your foot.
Really cool. I was really I think I was, like, most excited about the Tate.
Yeah.
Because, like, all the contemporary art. Gerard Richter. I don't remember that guy's name, but I know we studied about him.
Oh, all the white squares and stuff?
He also had, like, red ones. Jackson.
If any of you know what we're talking about, please let us know.
Sorry. She's like, okay. That's a Salvador Dali. Mary Dali. Louis Bourgeois. I don't know that guy's name.
Something F. From.
Y'all are so good at art. History.
I'm probably wrong, honestly.
Ives Klein.
Ives Klein Blue.
The IKB.
Yeah.
You gotta get the IKB.
I didn't.
I did a kindergarten piece like that one time. Yeah.
What do you mean you don't know who that is?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like the shapes are so clearly cut and. Yeah.
Pasted?
Yeah. Like that's what I was talking about in that. Inspiration episode influences was like doing kindergarten assignments like that and being like, oh, this composition works.
I thought these were really cool, but I like don't remember. I thought you guys would like them.
Oh, just sitting, hands while sitting.
Yeah. Ellen Gallagher.
I love her.
You got to see that?
Yeah.
We're working on Ellen Gallagher in my class right now.
Oh, really? In your... Oh,
she's my... I'm, like, falling in love with her right
now. Yeah, I really, really love
Phenomenal
her.
Phenomenal
She
artist.
Was, like, one of the main reasons why I wanted to work in a grid.
Mm.
Oh, my
Just because
goodness.
The way she formats her stuff.
I should show you what my kids are doing. It's so funny. Oh,
you and
that.
Christian on my birthday.
Yeah, that was us.
More at Ellen Gallagher... what's his name? The guy I wrote it on my Instagram. Joseph
Boyce.
Boyce. Yeah.
Joseph oh, Boyce. Was it his the rabbit one? No.
No. Inka Shinobari.
That's a lot of information.
Mm-hmm. And they all had like text on them. Like, you can't really tell, but they did. Nan Golding? We studied about this.
I remember seeing it before. I think I have it in a book somewhere.
This was, like, the view from one of the Tate windows. And so, really pretty.
Damn, I can't believe you missed Carol.
That's really nice.
That is nice.
Reminded me of that? You.
Yeah. I was going to say it looks like you.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were pointing at
Marisa. Wham. Roy. My boy Roy. My boy Sigmar. Sorry.
Yay. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I forgot forgot his name, but I know it.
Kyoto, Kyoto, something like that. Really cool. I thought these were really cool.
Beautiful.
Are they drawn?
I think they're prints.
Ooh, they could be lithos.
These are cool. The Gorilla Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Sorry, y'all. Everything is cool, okay? I watched an R21 video.
Yeah, he gets bottles and pushes them up. And
yeah.
People help him out.
Yeah, we watched it in that studio series.
Studio practices? Yeah. R-Mutt.
These are cool because they're, like, blinds. Oh. But in person, they look really grand and nice, like, and
cool.
Sarah, I think. These are super, super awesome. Like, I want to do something like that. That one famous painting. I don't know. There were a lot of really nice photographs. And I wish I got to spend more time with them. But I felt like they were put in, like, awkward positions. Like, a lot of them, like, you had to, like, look down on. But they would be in, like, skinny rooms. So, it's like, you didn't want to spend that much time in them. Julie Mara, too.
You got to see a Julie, like, full scale? Like,
yeah.
This big? Oh, my god.
Full scale.
Couldn't even get the whole thing in one picture? I love it.
Mark Bradford. What? Do you guys know who that
is?
Yeah,
he was here at the Rupin.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like...
Or
the Tate.
Mm-hmm. Quality.
More of the turbine.
Oh,
those are like these
moon
cakes. This one was matcha or green tea, and then that one was rose. This was like outside the National Gallery at night. This is Hyde Park, which was like maybe like a block away from our hotel. Like, our hotel was, like, actually a really good area, like, to get, like, places.
Oh, that's good.
So, like, this was, like, in walking distance. This park is huge. Like, we're like, oh, let's just cross the park to get to the Buckingham Palace. And, like, it took us a while. But it, honestly, the park was probably one of my favorite parts of London. Yeah. Just
walked over to the Buckingham Palace.
Yeah. It was just so, so pretty. Like, I really like the park. I think that's one of my top places in London.
Damn, so picturesque.
Where am I? Oh, this is the William Kentridge video.
Oh, it was playing in the tunnel?
Yeah. It was playing in the
cool.
Tate.
My arm hurts. I got a flu shot today.
Where'd you get your flu shot?
That's because I have to get one at the hospital.
You can get it at Target, and then you get a free $5 gift card.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll get another one.
Don't.
I know. This is still the park. We're just walking. So pretty. Finally, we're there at Buckingham Palace.
The gate.
It was actually kind of like small.
This is where the queen lives?
Yeah. It's kind of small.
She lives there?
Yes.
What are they called?
Do you think she killed Princess Diana?
I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
Oh,
where,
my God.
Was she have?
I know.
Just look up like all the things that the queen has done, like, or like conspiracy theories about stuff she's done. Like,
I'll go down a rabbit hole.
This makes me think of Spice Girls, the movie.
Makes me think of 101 Dalmatians.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Is that where that is?
What a Girl Wants.
I love What a Girl
me
Wants.
Me too.
Okay, so when we were here, like, looking at the water, this guy was like, oh, can you take my picture, like, to Antoinette? Because, like, you're, like, I'm the guy, you're Antoinette, and then, like, over there is, like, where I am. And she was like, okay. And then he, like, grabs her. And he's like, here, like, take the camera. Like, this is how you do it. Like, make sure to get the background. Like, you know. And she's like, okay. So then she goes to take the picture and the camera turns off. And she's like, I think your camera died. And then he goes over and he's, like, all mad. And then he was like, oh, like, no, it just does this. And then he, like, took the batteries out.
And then you put them back in. And then he starts, like, hitting the camera. And I'm like, this is why your camera doesn't fucking work.
That's scary.
Yeah, he was really, like, scary. And we're like, let's just go. We just, like, walked away. Yeah.
Oh.
But this was, like, the view that we were looking at until he ruined our moment.
That's new. The boy. What are those called? Pelicans?
Yeah, those are pelicans. They're real scary. They're pretty big. They're like... Yeah, they're big.
That's horrifying! They can take a small child.
Yeah. And I think they eat, like, whatever.
Ew.
Wait,
trash birds.
It's just something in my eye that's bothering me.
What could eat a child?
Ugh, I hate
they're,
pelicans.
Like, this tall. Do you know how tall they are?
They're huge.
They're tall.
They're raptors, guys.
They're living dinosaurs.
They really are. Those an ostrich?
Oh, I love ostriches.
Those scare the crap out of me.
One of my friends got bitten by an ostrich. Like, it bit his head.
I like emus.
I'd be traumatized for life.
What's the difference?
Same shit.
Smaller, aren't they?
I don't know.
I think they're smaller. I think ostriches are bigger.
Shout out to Lincoln Dairy for having ostriches.
Yeah.
That's the only place I would ever see them.
They have ostriches. Or they have emus and chaparral, so.
Oh.
And they have quails.
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 I know, I love quail.
You can buy quail eggs at, like, Whole Foods and or Central Market.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't eat quail. Or eggs.
Oh, great. Just kidding. It's right here. Ducks. This is Malaga.
What's Malaga?
Spain. The city in Spain.
España. Isn't Spain expensive?
No, it's cheap.
Really?
Well, I think it depends. Like, if you go to Barcelona or, like, I don't know.
I don't know any other place in Spain.
I know, that's what I was like,
Madrid?
Yeah, then I didn't want to, like, we didn't really want to go to those places, so we're like, let's
not.
I really wanted to go to Friggy Giuliana. This is the beach at night, and it was so, like, you guys, we just, like, sat by the water at night for, like, maybe, like, 2 hours, just, like, in silence, and it was, like, so nice.
So
I just
nice.
Had, like, a really long self-reflection, but it was really, really nice. That was, like, our view.
That looks like in Sailor Moon, the ice one, where he's...
Yeah, the guy...
I don't know what you're talking about, but that's random.
I think I know what you're talking about. The movie?
Yeah, and then the little shard goes into the ocean side, and he goes over to it.
Really cute. Felt like Breath of the Wild. These are... Like, the floor is, like, tile, and they, like, wax it, like, every morning. It's so beautiful. This is, like, the shopping area. And they have, like, shops and, like, restaurants. And so pretty.
That is bougie. Like, to wax your floor every morning.
I know.
Where people just, like, walk all the time.
This is the, like, you can kind of see. We took a bus. So, for you, Juliana, like, it's so small that they don't have, like, transportation to get there. So, we had to take a bus to Nerja, which was the closest city to Friggy Giuliana. So that's what, like, we were doing. We took a bus. This is the bus. And then that's, like, Friggy Giuliana. So pretty.
Oh, my gosh. People live there.
I know.
Yeah, but it was, like, mad hills. Like, we were, and it was probably, like, the hottest day of the trip. And it was so hot.
Was there anyone
was
on
sweating.
Their bikes? No, it's all steps.
No, yeah, it's, like, pretty much all steps. This is, like, the view from... Friggy Giuliana. So pretty. But it is really, really small. Like, you could just go there, like, half a day, and it would finish everything. I loved it. I really loved it. That's what I really wanted to see in, like, Spain. And then, like, we didn't know how to, like, get back down. So then we were, like, going back down, and then we were like, why did we do this? So then we had to go back up, and it was, like, we're so hot and sweaty, but it was really nice. Oh, this is a view from, like, finally we took a bus back to Nerja, And we still had a couple hours before our next bus back to Malaga. So this, we went to the beach. So this is like the view from like right before you go to the beach. To Nerja. We got Balea. That was so good. So good, y'all. This is a beach in Nerja. Just the water is like really clear. Oh, this is the shopping center during the day. And it was really cool because, like, everywhere you turn, or, like, we thought, like, you know, you go down, like, you go to the same place every day, but, like, everywhere we would find something new. Like, we would take, like, another turn or a different turn, and, like, there would be something new. And
how long were you there in Spain?
I think we were there, like, 4 days as well.
Oh, that's so nice.
This is in the Malaga beach.
Hey, didn't someone paint that?
Oh, yeah, these are just, like...
No, the chapel church
Oh,
place.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. That's me.
This is some...
Oh, cool. Speaking of, Milo's all crying.
This is now Rome, our last stop. Those are the Spanish steps. Rome was hot also. Malaga was hot and Rome was hot. Was hot. Honestly, Italy was like everywhere I felt pretty safe. In Rome, I did like not feel that safe. Like there's just like so much people. I don't know. I just feel like Italians are like mean.
Yeah.
Just also, like all the secrets of the Vatican harbor negative energy there. Just kidding.
I don't know. Just like their, like, it's just their tone and stuff. Like, you know how, like, Puerto Ricans talk? Like, my uncle, he just sounds mean all the time. Like,
Northern Mexicans.
Yeah. Like, yeah, so that's like how Italians talk.
Very brisk.
And there's just so many people all everywhere. It was so crowded. Same with London. It was super crowded. Just like so many people. The trees were cool.
That is a weird tree, looks like.
Is that that like aqueduct bridge thing?
I don't know.
It might be.
You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, what you're talking about. The aqueduct.
The trees are really cool.
They look like the Lorax trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the shape.
Wait, so isn't Dr. Seuss from Germany?
I don't know.
Maybe
we were supposed to go to this museum, but it was one of those museums that you had to have them like in advance. So we didn't go, and I was really sad because that's where the Apollo and Daphne by Bernini is.
Yeah.
And that's like the only thing I really wanted to see in Rome. Everything that I really wanted to see, we didn't see. Like, I wanted to go to Versailles. When we were in Paris, and that's what we were supposed to do first thing in the morning.
But because your flight got canceled.
Like, that's what I really wanted to do. And then also, like, I really wanted to go to Berlin, and we didn't. So it's like, all the things I really wanted to do, we didn't do. So now
you
have
can
to go
back.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I can go back.
So, we're gonna go back.
Yeah, I would really like all my friends to, like, see this stuff, because it's just...
How much did the trip cost you?
I would say that I probably spent, well, I mean, I spent like $700 for the ticket and then another $500 for the in-flight ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saved up like $1,000 to spend over there. And then I spent like a little bit more than that because I had like my other paycheck come in. Mm-hmm. So I probably spent like maybe like around $2,000,
mm-hmm.
which is not that bad.
No. I remember when I went to Poland, mm-hmm. I spent like I didn't spend. I had to pay $2,500 and it was only for 1 week.
Yeah.
I think they gypped me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also, like, maybe it was more because I'm, like, forgetting that we had to pay for, like, the
See,
hotel.
But I was just there for 1 week.
Yeah, but probably, like, I think at most, like, $2,500. Plus, if we, like, split hotels and stuff like that, that's, like, really...
Sleep on the street.
Kidding.
Jersey Shore.
This is like outside that museum that we couldn't go in. Okay, this is the Roman the Forum.
Columns.
This is like the Okay, so like when you go up, the Roman Forum is literally right next to the Colosseum, and so
art history. I remember.
Just kidding. Like
I don't.
JK.
It looked kind of small. Like,
do you think so?
Like, like when when you're standing there, like not the Colosseum but the Roman Forum.
Did you go like, into the Colosseum? Are you allowed
to? Yeah. Like where I was like, oh, this is like kind of small. It took us forever. Like it's not small. There's like so many parts to it.
Imagine being there at that time with all that grand.
Like I was just like, because everything is like in ruins, you know, and just kind of like scatters. But yeah, I was like, I can't believe this at one point was like, you know,
pristine.
Like, what do we do to destroy all of this?
I don't.
Greed.
Well, they said that most of that stuff was destroyed because of like earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
But not like purposely. Mm-hmm. This was really cool. This was like a big auditorium thing.
Wow.
And
all
we're
arches.
Like from that part, like we were there at one point, like at that area, and we're still like the where we are at, like from this view, we're still in the Roman Forum. So it's this is there too, this like fountain thing. And there's a little fish. Carving. These are some more like ruins in the forum, which reminded me of Legend of Zelda again. The whole trip I was like, oh my god, this is my Breath of the Wild dream. And then we went to the Colosseum. Y'all,
that's scary.
Y'all, the steps there are like, okay, like this is like a normal step, right? The steps are like
workout.
Yeah, it was like a major work. I couldn't believe it.
That's why everyone was so fit.
That's just like that's not the truth.
What do you do with
the picture from Animal Crossing?
I know. I was like, I have to. Like, you put your hand in or something like that. We didn't do it because there was, like, a line.
What do you have? Is it, like, it tells you the truth?
I guess. This is, like, nice. And cute. This is the Pantheon. We went inside. That was, like, the line to go inside. This Trevi Fountain. There was a lot of people. This is cute. This is like the, I guess like the Little Italy part.
Mm-hmm.
Or like where everything is like small and like cobblestone, and but there's like restaurants everywhere and like music, and it was very cute, very nice. This is like a fortress. This is like across the Vatican. This is the Vatican.
Whoa. Did you go in?
Yeah. That's like from outside the Vatican. So I actually had to, because it's like a church,
you have to cover up.
And I was wearing shorts. So I had to go back and change and then come back. But it's fine because it worked out, because normally the line is huge to get into the Vatican. But when we went the second time, the line was like really short.
Really?
So we got lucky. So you can go, up to like the dome. I think Anne Perry always brags that she did it because, yeah. And then so there's like, you could take an elevator 1/3 of the way. And we're like, no, like, why do we need to take that elevator? Because, because it was like 10 euro to take the elevator. And it was like 8 euro to take the stairs. And we're like, we'll just take the 8 euro. Like, it's fine. Like, no. Like, take the elevator. Because, like, there's so many steps. This is, like, the 1/3 of the way.
Oh, my.
And, like, we still went all the way up there.
Oh! I didn't understand what you're saying. You can get in the dome?
You can get in the dome.
That's a big-ass dome!
Like, where we are right here, like,
at my eye level, that's only 1/3 of the way to the dome.
Oh my, people built this. This is crazy, and this is like built back then, right?
Yeah.
Oh my god. How do they do it?
Oh, this is like a clock. You can't really see it.
Scary clock.
But it's really pretty. These mosaics were super, super nice. Like, they're all little pieces. Mm-hmm. So the dome, we went up 30 floors. 30 floors. Like, that's like going up 30 floors in a hotel. Like,
walking.
Yeah, oh like, my gosh. By stairs. And then, like, it's so, like, it's so small. Like, the stairs, mm-hmm. like, they're room narrow. Is like this. And then, because it's a dome, the wall starts caving in like that. So, you're, like, holding on to the... And I was like, I can't do this. I get, like, claustrophobic. Uh-huh. And I was like, I can't do this. But I'm glad I made... When I got up there, I had a fanny pack. Uh-huh. And, like, by the time I got up there, like, and I lifted the fanny pack, there was, like, all this sweat. I was sweating so hard. Everybody was sweating. Everyone was, by the time we got up there, everyone was, like, fanning themselves and sitting. And, like the little area is small, but it was worth it. I would only do it one time. I will never do it again.
Amazing.
And then that's it from Rome. It was really nice. Then we went back to Germany. That's like a little castle? Church?
In the mountain. What is this? Lord of the Rings?
I mean, it might as well be. There it is again. And that's pretty much
it. So they like carved out the mountain.
Yeah. I mean, UTEP.
I mean, but we carved...
No, off. they like demolished it. They used bombs to demolish it.
Holy shit. Well, I mean, you're carving in a mountain. You're like scooping. Or not bomb.
Dynamite, sorry. They used dynamite.
Dynamited. A lot of dynamite.
Yeah. Overall, it was like a really nice trip.
Oh my gosh.
But it was very like go, go, go. Like, because mm-hmm. we only had so many days. Like,
that's something I... Like, that's why I want to get an artist residency up there. And, like, a month or two. Uh-huh. And just in that one area where I'm at, maybe go somewhere else. But really see that place. Because, like, it sucks if you're just, like, moving around all the time.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think next time...
Like, you don't get to enjoy things.
Like, if I stay for, like, another 3 weeks, I think I'll only go to maybe, like, 3 places. Mm-hmm. And then just, like, enjoy...
Berlin.
Yeah.
Everywhere you didn't go.
Yeah.
Like, a place a week.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice.
Or, like, maybe, like... Because, like, we went to, like... I don't know. Like, well, for me, I went to Germany. And then, like, Amsterdam, Paris, London, Spain, Rome. That's 5 places in 3 weeks. Like, you know, so it's, like, even if I cut it down, like, 2... Or no, that's 6 places, sorry. Like, 5 places. It's 6 places in 3 weeks. So it's like every half week I'd have to be somewhere else. That's I went on 12 flights. Like, in total. Like, 12 flights in 3 weeks. Yeah.
And that all only cost you $500. Or the flights inside.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also the one, too.
How cool. Damn. What am I doing?
I mean, you live in
your best.
Own. I still live at home. Yeah, your best. And then, like, I mean, I've been graduated, like, you know, for a year. I mean, like, you know, I don't have to pay for school anymore, which is really holding me back from, like... Because I wanted to travel for a really long time, but I couldn't afford to.
Mm-hmm. Rome was the last thing?
Yeah, Rome and then back to Germany.
And how long were you in Germany? Inside of Germany?
There's so many castles in Germany.
I mean, I'm sorry, inside of mountain in Germany.
Yeah.
That's why.
Only, like, a couple, like, well, when we got back from Rome to Germany, we got there kind of late. And then, we had a layover in Milan, but it was, like...
Milan, darling.
It wasn't that long, so...
I messed up.
But We didn't really get to do anything else because Antoinette got really sick. She got like a cold.
You think just from like traveling
somewhere? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I'm not sick.
I always hear like people who travel abroad for the first time, like they'll spend their first like 3 days with like a type of food poisoning. Because I guess like the stress of their body and like being in a new
environment.
Yeah. I was really scared that was gonna happen to me too. Because the same, we didn't go to as many places like how you were traveling, like so many flights and stuff, but like I felt overwhelmed and like we were in places for like one night or two or three nights and it was just like, it's a lot.
It was like overwhelming on my body, like, but I just had to fight it. Like, not so much like, like, I did get, like, an upset stomach.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly just, like, the tiredness. Because I would be, like, really tired. Or, like, we would be walking. I think it was always, like, when we first started walking.
Yeah.
I'd be, like, really tired right away. I'm like, I don't want to walk. But then I would just, like, push through and then I'd be fine.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, I'd be, like, in the morning, as soon as we start, like...
And it's like, hot and humid. Oh my gosh. And yeah. Uphill. Cobblestones.
In Nuremberg, it's all cobblestone. And then there's, like, a castle, like, the really old castle or whatever. And it's not... when you're on the ground, it doesn't look like it's that high up or anything. But the incline... And it's not a long incline, but it's a steep one. And you really feel like you're, like...
Mm-hmm.
And when we were in Pahnstein or whatever it was called, the same thing. We had to, like, hike... Like, and it was short. Like, it probably took us, like, 15 minutes in total. But it's, like, in the forest, in dense trees. And the incline is, like this. Mm-hmm. Like, I can maybe do, like, that at the gym. But it's, like, this. And you feel like you're, like...
That, it looks like a 75-degree angle. What
Marisa
is
doing. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, that... No, yeah, it's really exhausting.
Everywhere the
incline... And it makes you think about how people moved around back in the day. I mean, I guess
horses,
but
up the incline,
donkeys.
Imagine like what the invention of the wheel, what the wheel did for people. But I think about
must be scary
structures all the time, like how people built all of that, like how you're saying earlier,
big ass dome.
When we were when we were in Regensburg. It's like a city in Germany. Mm-hmm. I guess I just don't understand the whole, like, even though I took art history, I don't understand the whole mapping of things and, like, when different societies and civilizations were conquering what parts, where they were building their empires and stuff. Because they're, it's, like, this really, like, traditional, beautiful German town. But we hiked also, like, we drove up a big portion of the way, and then you have to get out and you pay, like, money to park. And then you hike the rest. And it's also not a long hike, but it's a steep one. And then when you get to the top, it's that place that overlooks, like, all of Regensburg. But there's, like, this huge Roman, like, concrete structure with, like, all these marble busts of, like, mm-hmm. different Roman influential people. And it's, like, massive. Massive. And it's in a German town. So I'm, like, so... And it's... I mean, this is... an hour and a half outside of Bavaria, and I don't know how far Bavaria is from Italy, but I imagine it's quite a distance.
The Roman Empire conquered side of
Italy. I mean, but
Alexander the Great.
Yeah, but like I don't understand. I guess they were just building everywhere, like these big structures and stuff. I wish I knew more. And Simon, because he freaking grew up there, I was like, oh, what does this mean? He's like, oh, I don't really know. I was like, Simon! The only thing that he knew was, like, when we were by St. Petersburg mm-hmm. or whatever, the church in the town. Once you, like, go past, then you go past, like, the shopping center, and they have the Zara and all the hip, trendy spots and stuff. there's like a lake or like a river, and then there's a bridge, and he was like, this is the bridge Napoleon crossed, something. So, and that was like the only thing that he could tell us. Yeah. And it was like the most basic bridge, but it was like, Napoleon crossed this bridge. But I need to, I feel like I need a refresher on history. Sorry, this, I know this is weird, but like my, like a And have you ever watched Ancient Aliens?
No.
Okay, it's on Netflix, but it was a show on like the History Channel or like one of those things. It sounds stupid. I sound crazy. It's like a show that explores different topics and themes of like world history, culture, and arts, and how things might have derived from creatures and beings beyond us humans on the earth, because it's like these massive buildings, but they're underwater, or like these structures that it's like, how is it possible? And I always think about that. Like, I understand when we're talking about like the pyramids, or we're talking about the Romans, or we're talking about Greece, and like, you know, getting the columns imported from Egypt to build certain structures, you know, like whatever it might be. But I see like your photos, I see the size of the columns, I've seen some of these places, and I'm thinking, how on earth did they put this on a boat, or how did they move it from once they got on land all the way up this? Like, I just don't understand the what's the word, rationality, and like
the proportions, the magnitude.
Yeah, I don't understand it. It amazes me. I really, really wish I could time travel just so I could like, you know, sit on a cloud and observe what was going on.
And I mean, it wasn't. It took them decades, centuries to get some of this stuff done.
And the thing is, like, it's so green now. Like, I'm sure when you were there, you were just like, wow, it's so lush. Like, everything, the whole environment is so beautiful. But it's like how Grossman was saying that, like, the Tuscans? The
Etruscans.
Like, they were, all their structures were, like, wooden. But at that time, the forest, like, covered everything. Like, you couldn't see the sunlight because it was just like canopies of trees. So then it makes me think of like, well, so how different does this landscape look from the time that it was? Because it looks lush and beautiful, especially us, like, that we live in desert El Paso, to see something like that, and you think like, well, like, how was this? But it was even more so back in, so I just, that's, I don't understand.
Trees have been cut down.
Yeah for sure.
When we were in, I think it was London, and when we were in, like, that, one of the parks or something, I'm not sure if it was London or, like, Amsterdam or something, but, like, we were going through, like, a park that, and, like, I was, like, it looked very, like, meadowy, and then, like, random trees, like, you know, and I was, like, I can't believe that this place actually looked like this, like, the park.
Yeah.
And then it would be, like, you get to the castle. And then it would be, like, you get to this, like, forge. Like, you know?
And then,
like,
imagine the way people were walking around and the way they were dressed. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like,
how it was just, like, so beautiful. Like, just, like, so, I don't know. I was, like, I can't believe it.
Like, it's really, like, I was taken back. And I didn't even go see any of the museums or as many of, like, the places you went to. But it's just, like, so jaw-dropping and awe-inspiring. Like
I really want to go see more more of like the nature-y stuff, and like next time.
Yeah, dude, that shit's wild.
It is.
What was your favorite part from everything?
I don't...
Did we already ask that?
Yeah, she doesn't have
one. I don't think I... Like, because, like I said, like, every place had their own highlight.
No, you have to pick. Just kidding.
I don't know. Got it.
Like I said, I, like, really loved Germany. I think I really loved it there.
Yeah.
But, like, if I had to pick one place, I think it would be Germany.
I don't know. I'm still, like, how am I even going to go to an MFA program?
But, like, I think, like, obviously, like, Rome and, like, London were really cool because, like,
you're seeing all this, like, old art and old architecture, but it was so crowded, like...
Yeah, that's a big thing, too.
Like, it's just too many people. So when we were in Spain and it was, like, really relaxing, like, I... Like, it felt like a real vacation because I was, like, I'm not thinking about, like...
People trying to steal from you.
Or just crowding.
Like.
Yeah. Same with Amsterdam. Like, it was still crowded, but it wasn't anywhere near as crowded as, like, London or Rome. And that's why I was like, oh, it's so hip and chill here. Like, I really like it here. Like, I wish I could, like, live here. But I don't know. Every place was cool.
I got a tattoo.
Yeah. I'm tattooing now. Sarah got a tattoo. That's what happened while you were gone. That's, like, all that happened to us. Which is, like, a big deal. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's nothing, but,
like, yeah, I know. It, like, hit me the other day. I was like, oh.
Have your parents seen it?
They cannot see it. I will be banished.
Okay. All right.
Well, you guys also had Danya here, which mm-hmm. our first guest.
Woop woop.
On the podcast.
She did great.
Yeah, she did good.
The spooky one was fun.
Yeah. I really liked the text one.
Yeah, that one was a good idea.
I haven't heard it yet.
I haven't listened to it besides when I was editing it, but yeah, I liked it a lot.
Like, I feel like it really let people in on, like, the way we think and, like, what goes in there. Like, more of, like, the conceptual.
More than just aesthetic.
Yeah, right. More of the conceptual parts that go into, like, our work.
Mm-hmm.
Or your guys' work.
Well, we gotta finish this episode somehow.
Oh, yeah, we have to wrap it up. I have to leave because I have to work tomorrow morning.
Early?
Yeah, at 9.
Alright, guys, thank you for tuning in.
I know. Hopefully that was interesting.
I think it'll be interesting.
We'll
I always
put up
like
pictures
yeah.
so you guys can see what we were saying. Thank you for tuning in.
And I also think we're going to Marfa this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Woo. When are you leaving? Friday?
Tomorrow.
So you're going to be leaving Friday. Miriam and I are going to head out Sunday day trip there and back the same day.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, like, we can record on the road a little bit of, like, our thoughts. Like, I think it would be fun after, like, on the drive back to kind of just start recording and, like, our thoughts. Like, what did we think about the experience? That way it's, like, fresh. And then we can reconvene and kind of talk about it, too. And that might be an interesting thing to throw in, too. But, I don't know. Look forward to that. Because it's going to be coming up the following week. And, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for joining us. We're so happy Miriam's back. Our little podcast queen. Our notes queen. And, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you want to leave us any questions, comments, suggestions, contact us at Sundays at Sarah's, DM us on Instagram, Sundays at Sarah's at Gmail. Do we have a Twitter?
No,
thank God. Okay.
I don't got all of us. No.
Okay. So Instagram, Gmail, thanks for joining us. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.